You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
Bongani Bingwa.
Wrapping up your day.
It is 9 minutes after 9 minutes after 5 o'clock. Eskom is denying that we might return to the dark load shedding days. This comes, of course, as the Amabungane have revealed that Gupta-owned Tegeta is trying to strong arm the power utility into increasing the cost of their coal, and they've threatened to cut their coal supply. The leaked minutes of an Eskom meeting on Friday reveal that managers have been warned about the Hendrina power station and that it could be forced to shut down or make peace with load shedding. The threat to cut coal supply comes just as Eskom discovered what they're calling a massive miscalculation. Basically, they've overestimated the size of Hendrina's strategic coal stockpile. Eskom needs to have at a minimum, 20 days of stockpile at its power stations. And speaking earlier to Ray White on the Midday Report, Eskom's Khulu Phasiwe said the following.
We're having a sense of deja vu on this optimum coal mine issue. In 2015, as you remember, Glencore had raised this almost similar issue about them being unable to continue with their operations there because of the difficulty of extracting coal. Tegeta, I think it was on Friday last week, we were having the same discussions with them. They had indicated that they were finding it increasingly difficult, and they also wanted us to increase the price from 150 tons to a margin higher than that. So we as Eskom have said that we are not willing to renegotiate this contract. The contract should continue until its end, which is next year in December 2018. And that's where we are. They have said to us initially that because of the difficulty of them being unable to extract coal, it means that at some point they might have to stop supply, which is why we had said to them that if that is the case, we might have to invoke the legal recourse. So we can't change this contract midway, and especially now that it's coming to an end anyway next year. They indicated in their report that we have about 25 days worth of coal supply at that power station. And now, last week, we were told that we are sitting at less than 20 days, and we are probably also even less than 10 days. If indeed it is true that we are less than 20 days, then clearly we are in violation of the grid code, which is why management had now tasked the people who are operating the station to go back and do an audit about the coal supply, the coal stockpile that we have there. So far, load shedding is not part of our lingua franca. We are doing everything possible to make sure that we run our operations without any hindrances. So far, things are okay. We don't have any crisis there.
That is Eskom's Khulu Phasiwe earlier today on the Midday Report with Ray White. And joining us now on the line is investigative reporter at Amabungane, Susan Comrie, on the line from Johannesburg. Susan, good afternoon to you and thank you for your time.
Sure, of course, no problem.
Listening to Khulu Phasiwe's explanation there, you'd be hard-pressed to not think that Eskom indeed are the victims of a plan gone wrong that they knew absolutely nothing about.
Well, I mean, it's difficult to say. There's two sort of crises that are unfolding. One definitely does seem to be of Eskom's making. There's this issue that they had drastically overestimated the coal stockpiles at Hendrina, and they had thought up until about a week or so ago that they had around 25, 26 days of coal, and then only to realize that they were down to about 8. We've heard that that's dropped even further. But then, of course, Eskom has said, look, the situation has been exacerbated by the fact that we are being put under massive pressure by Tegeta, that they have not been delivering the coal that they're contractually obliged to deliver in terms of the contract. And that, they now then at the same time had sort of made this threat that they would cut the conveyor belts at sort of midnight on Friday last week unless the price was increased.
Yeah. I mean, what's also really startling in terms of the thrust of the story that you've published here, Susan, is that Tegeta is not only holding Eskom to ransom, they're asking for a price increase even as they export coal.
Yeah, well, that's certainly one of the allegations that we are hearing from people on the ground, that Tegeta has been exporting coal. You know, the previous owners, Glencore, they did export coal, but they did so only after they had delivered the full complement to the Hendrina power station. So if it turns out, as we are hearing, that, you know, Tegeta is not delivering those tons to Eskom, and they're meanwhile exporting, then Eskom not just sort of morally or ethically, but legally in terms of the contract would have a very serious claim against Tagita. They can say to Tagita, you have to pay us for the extra that we've had to spend going and buying coal somewhere else and trucking it in.
But what about the lights staying on? I suppose for most consumers, that's the immediate problem. Should we believe Eskom when they say the lights will stay on?
Well, I mean, look, what they are saying, they're not saying load shedding is imminent now, immediately tomorrow. They are saying if the situation persists into early next year, then that is a possibility. I mean, the document that we are looking at mentions load shedding about 6 times. They are saying that they're doing everything that they can to avoid it, but it's not sort of beyond the realm of possibility.
Well, you heard.
I mean, I think the one thing we should be concerned about, if I can just jump in there, is that they're saying, and as Kulu was saying just now, you know, they are saying they're not sure that this problem is isolated to Hendrina. This may be happening at other power stations. If they've miscalculated at Hendrina, it's possible, and that's why they're doing this investigation to very quickly try and make sure that at least the other power stations are up to standard.
Well, that's exactly where I was going, Susan. You heard Kulu Pasuwe talking about a sense of deja vu here. I mean, you know, this miscalculation is framed as though it's a throwaway little mistake that couldn't potentially have damage to this economy. We know, of course, load shedding the last time round brought this economy to its knees. There's also what concerns me, I think, this idea that there doesn't seem to be any accountability. There doesn't seem to be any sense that, you know, if a mistake has been made, we know who made it and we know how it was made. And we certainly know that, you know, some kind of action has been taken and that it won't happen again.
Sure. I mean, look, Eskom is saying in the documents that they are doing an investigation, that the discrepancy is so large that they're not discounting the possibility of fraud, and that they are asking their internal department to go back and check the payments, check the deliveries, that kind of thing. I mean, reading between the lines, there seems to be a sense from Eskom that they're quite worried about what's happening on the ground. They're talking about installing more spotters, more cameras, automated processes to make sure that they get that coal. I think, you know, obviously this is not something that Eskom wanted to come out, well, as far as we can tell. But, you know, they are saying that they are going to go and do an investigation into exactly what has gone wrong. Well, but it is obviously very concerning.
Well, it doesn't help when no less than the deputy president concedes that things there are worse than we thought. But basically, when he was referring to the lawmakers in parliament and covering a network of patronage and graft at Eskom. So in that context, to get this information, it is very disconcerting. Susan Comrie there, investigative reporter with Ama Bongane.
702. Bongani Bingwa.
Wrapping up your day.
And of course, we now continue with our conversation around Eskom. And I also want to ask you the question. When the power utility goes to the regulator and asks for 19.9% in increases to the tariff, how do you unpack the information that you are now hearing about the fact that they've not only overestimated their stockpiles, they're now being threatened with coal supply cutoffs by Gupta-owned Tegeta? How do you unpack all of this given the information that's emerged in Parliament? Let's talk now to independent energy expert Ted Blom on the line from Johannesburg. Ted, good afternoon to you and thank you for your time.
Good afternoon.
I mean, how seriously should we take the threat that Eskom faces in terms of a cut to its coal supply?
Well, Bongani, I think you prefaced it with the right background. You and I have been around this one a couple of times.
It's not our first rodeo, I can tell you.
It's pricing season increase for Eskom, so it's not the first time you hear price increases and load shedding in the same sentence. So I think one must not forget that, that Eskom likes to cry wolf whenever it's time for sympathy for price increases. Secondly, the amount of coal that is missing is a large amount. You know, if it's 20-odd days plus, we're talking about 400,000 tons of coal that's missing. That's about 7 football fields, and that's not easy to miss. If it was 50,000 tons, as initially was reported, that could possibly be missed on the margin. But 400,000 tons is a lot of coal. In fact, that's nearly a month's supply during a power station,
so,
which I know intimately.
So now, when I asked the question earlier, or at least made the comment that, you know, it's a very almost dismissive little line that there was this giant miscalculation. Oops, it was little figure on the page. But as you say, we're talking about enormous amounts of coal here. In the context of the information that's been uncovered in Parliament, in terms of what's been exposed in the Gupta leaks, in terms of what the Amabungane have been revealing, and a number of other investigative journalists, do we say that this was maybe the incompetence of, a junior official at Eskom? Somebody didn't make their calculations correctly? Or do we connect the dots to something far more nefarious?
I would say the latter. Given that what I've known and come to know of Eskom with a lot of heartache, and what I testified in Parliament when I had an opportunity, I would call for foul play. And this happens every day within Eskom. You know, it's a big organisation, 48,000 people on the payroll, a whole lot of consultants. The left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing. Unfortunately, with the CEO, who really isn't equipped to lead the organisation. And an organization that's in moral decay and has been for the best part of the last 12 years. So I would not be surprised that there is foul play around here. And this wouldn't be the first fraud. I mean, I will call the coal fraud in 2007 and 2008 at about 8 billion rand a year. And I can assure you that that a lot of that has not disappeared.
I remember that expose that you did. I can never get the visuals out of my head as you flew in that helicopter and those visuals in that story on Carte Blanche just as the load shedding was happening, where in fact their coal stocks were much lower than what they were telling us at the time. So should we brace ourselves for a return to load shedding?
Okay, so when I looked at the last annual report of Eskom, they were sitting at about an average of 74 days, which is more than double what they should be sitting. And that's also suspicious why that's reported the high level. Eskom currently has a surplus of 5,000 odd megawatts in the system. If they lose Endrina, it's 2,000 megawatts, so they're still sitting with a surplus of around 3,000 megawatts, which is about 10% reserve. So I would not expect the lights to go out. However, if the Eskom's financial situation continues and isn't sorted out, I would concur with Kulu that come next year, Eskom would be under severe pressure to keep the lights on. And that would not be because of Endrina, but because in general they will be struggling to pay for coal supplies.
So where does Tegeta fit into all of this? I mean, you know, we can bless them for, you know, all the things that we normally can, but are they playing unfairly here in terms of what they're doing to Eskom and sort of holding them to ransom?
Can I say that this is the second round of the game? This is exactly the same game that Glencore tried to play with Eskom. What 150 rand a ton seems like a very low cost for coal, because the average amongst the long term contracts is between 200 and 250 odd rand a ton. However, in the last 15 years, Optimum has twice come to Eskom and asked for indulgences so that they could increase their export coal, either in the quality or in the volume. And as a quid pro quo, Eskom has negotiated price reductions on the estimate of the coal supply from Optimum Coal Mine. So for the buyers or for to get it to cry hardship, it is a clause in that contract, and certainly on the face of it, could be invoked. However, if you've got the background, and you need to always reconcile with the background of these long-term contracts, 150 rand is probably a fair price for the quality of the coal that they're getting and for the past indulgences that Eskom had to make.
Ted, one final question. Susan Comrie from Amabungane couldn't quite confirm. They've heard that Tegeta is also exporting whilst squeezing Eskom. Do you have any information on that?
Okay, so the two streams of coal are actually very different at Optimum. You've got the export-grade coal, which is a 24-plus CV coal, and then you've got the middlings product, which goes to Eskom, which is a 20-odd CV coal. So the fact that they're actually keeping on with the exports is in fact good news, because that should generate the money to subsidize the Eskom coal. And they can't generate export coal without generating middlings, which is the product that has to go to Eskom. So I don't think there's a problem with the volume of supply to Eskom, given that they're exporting and making this off-cost product. The problem is that they're probably holding Eskom to ransom in the hope that they could do what the Glencore tried to do, and that is push the price from 150-odd rand a tonne to over 500-600 rand a ton. And the difference for them, and Bongani, if you and I were the financial director of Tegeta, we might play the same games. The difference for them is 190 million rand a month.
Okay, that explains it in terms of the rands and cents. Ted Blom, independent energy expert. In a sense, you could argue it's business as usual in South Africa.